Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-dub-dub.
Wait, before we get to anything else, there's one very important thing we must talk about.
What is it?
Something you posted on Instagram.
Oh, that really? Okay. First of all, I did not realize what that was until after I'd posted it.
What do you mean?
I thought it was Batman giving CPR.
With his butt to Robin's face.
I've never given CPR like that. I thought it was his hand. So it's like this trend that's going around on TikTok with like Batman doing this thing to Robin. And I thought it was giving him CPR, but he's really teabagging him.
Yeah, yeah. He's certainly teabagging him. I'm going to have to look this up and see if there's any way you really could think that he was giving CPR to him.
If you just look at it. It looks like he's just like resuscitating somebody.
No, it sure doesn't.
Yes,
that
it
is
does.
Booty to the face.
Based on the context of the video, too. How did you not know what this was? Yeah.
I did not realize that it was a teabagging situation.
I wish you could have heard the gasp I gasped
when you saw it.
I was like,
and Robbie goes, Becca's really upset about this one. She keeps coming back and commenting. I'm like, yeah, I got three separate comments from her.
At first, it was just like, Tanya Rad. I had nothing else to say. And then it was like, I'm going to have to mute you. And then later on, I had taken an edible and I started thinking about it, like laughing. And then I was like, I can't believe this is a real thing that's up on Instagram.
It's not only up on Instagram. It is trending.
Yeah.
Like many people are doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You better get on it. What's your teabagging moment.
I think I'm okay on that trend. I don't think you have to hop on every trend.
No, I don't either, but when the shoe fits when the situation hands itself to you.
When the hands are given CPR like that, you must do what you must do.
You must take one hand.
Okay, so.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay.
For the giggles this weekend.
It was a lot of emotions that went through my mind and body.
Get ready to. Plenty more where that came from, you know?
Great.
Stay tuned.
Looking forward. Everyone was so confused because if you don't know trend, like, So CapCut is this editing app, and they'll put out trends that basically all you have to do is like insert your photos and videos, and it like basically edits it for you.
Yeah.
And that's a trend where the clip where Batman is teabagging Robin
came from
pops in. So like people who aren't aware of the trends, I think we're very confused.
Yeah, people were like, why did you choose this clip? I was like, it's not just some random clip I chose.
That would be really weird.
That would just make it super weird. And this is totally normal.
Should we start with the Meredith's goodbye and get it out of the way, or do we wait and hold that off?
You know, I was thinking we chit chat, catch up a little, okay, then get into our Meredith's goodbyes, you know?
Oh yeah. Should we talk about my hand video girl hand modeling?
Yeah. What happened to you?
I slammed my finger in a drawer today.
Oh my.
Yeah. So they're not looking their best right now. Luckily we did the video before today.
That was, you were talking about that, right? You told us about that?
I don't think I did.
I think you did.
I told you, maybe.
Oh, not on the air.
Yeah, not on air. So Haley, basically, she wasn't going to direct the video, but it ended up being that she had to direct the video, and it was like last minute, and she was like, I need your hands. And I had a crazy day. I was like, this, because I had the organizers coming over till a certain point, and then I had to get my makeup done, and I had an event, like a industry event.
Our favorite kinds.
Yeah. And I had to go. It wasn't like one of those industry events where I could be like, okay, I'll bail. So she's like, I really need your hands. And I'm like, really? Like, you can't, no one else can do it? And she's like, no, like, I want it to be you. So I'm like, you know,
I'm
going to
give her, just for future, give her Robbie's number.
Yeah, well, he does have beautiful man hands. We needed female hands.
Okay.
Haley is a lesbian.
What?
So I like rearrange everything. It was chaos. And I was like, well, I can come for an hour. I can shoot as much as we can. And then I have to go to this event, and then I can come back. So that's what we did. It was chaos. She is such a professional. Like the way she, because at the point, the video is like, okay, so the video is for the song called Hungry Heart that she wrote in 2018.
That's so crazy that she wrote that in 2018.
Yeah. And then Steve Aoki got it, and then Galantis. So it was the three of them. They released it. And so the video was like a point of view, like she's on the date. So you see my hands, but it made it look like I was the camera.
Right.
But the way you have to shoot it, like, the camera was above my head, and I'm like squatting under the camera person trying to like
video of this.
There is, I'm sure it'll go up at some point. And so Haley's never actually looking at me. She's having to look at the camera, and she's so good at, like, she was just like acting like she was like chatting and having a conversation. I was like, how do you do this? This is incredible. I was just like blown away. Like, wow, you're really good at what you do. And so, yeah, we shot the video, and then it's released, and I've been in two things for Haley with my hands, so.
You should put that in your, what is it?
Resume?
IMDb.
Oh, yeah, I should. Yeah.
Or Twitter bio.
I'm not active on Twitter, but yeah.
Oh, I meant Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. One of those things.
Yeah, something like that. You can get paid lots of money.
These babies, yeah, I need to get them insured probably, but... as of now, they're just not doing well.
But if you like took care of your hands, you could do hand modeling and like make some cash money.
Yeah. Once things really go south for me, that might be my next plan of action.
I weirdly was at the nail salon one time, and there was a woman who like scouts out hand and foot models. And she was trying to get somebody like next to her to come to something. She like gave her card, and I was trying to like eavesdrop just to see how much, like, but she didn't give numbers.
That feels suspicious. I wonder what that job offer was.
What was really going on?
Yeah,
over
what
there?
Was really going on?
She seemed nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that she wasn't super nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was exciting. And then I started Love Island, the newest season. So it's currently on, and there's already like 30 episodes of this season, just so y'all know. I was scrolling like, is this the right one? Because this feels like a full season, but no, it's not.
I can't even explain to you. So we've never watched any season live in real time with the world.
Uh-huh. With America.
Well, it's not really America. Because it's UK. That's what stopped me too. And so this season, we were still behind. I was like, oh, we're never going to make it. We're never going to catch up. And we caught up. So we are caught up to present day, what's airing. And like, I got a little horny. Like, I got really excited about it because I like want to. I was not expecting horny.
I just wasn't.
I want to vote along with them. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to vote these. Like, I was so excited, you know, like we can actually participate.
Uh-huh.
Come to find out that
you can't.
No, the UK airs it like 2 weeks before the United States even gets it. So we can't vote no matter what.
I was going to ask you about that. If people can vote from like that are watching in America.
No, we're behind. So that was a real high and a real low in a matter of 12 hours.
The horniness just dissipated immediately.
Yeah. It was like.
Yeah. So I have a few notes.
But are you going to keep going? Are you into it? A lot of scrubbers watch this show.
I think it's a very universally loved show.
Yeah.
I liked it more than the season 5 that I tried to watch. Like, I was a little more interested.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe if, like, yeah, I could see myself watching it. The narrator bugs.
Oh, okay. I find him hilarious.
Which makes so much sense, because we have very different humor.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that you find him hilarious, I'm like, if I could, like, eliminate one thing from this... It might be that.
He's so funny.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Sometimes he's very funny.
And then, like, the way everything about it kind of, like, makes my feelings hurt for everybody. It's kind of cutthroat.
It is cutthroat, but the way they handle it is miraculous.
Like, the one that I was watching as I was getting ready, it was, they were all playing a game and they were, like, drawing, like, things to do out of a box or something. And it was, like, make out with the person.
Oh, yeah. You fancy the most.
Snog.
Yeah.
Snog someone other than your partner that you fancy the most.
Yeah.
And they just like make out in front of the person. And I'm like, I just don't think I would do well with that.
Just wait till you get to Casa Amor. Just
wait. What's that?
Okay. So basically when like everybody's coupled up and they're like feeling good in their couples, it comes to this, I don't remember. It's like a certain episode when they do it. The boys and the girls split up. Okay. And say it's like 6 and 6, and they bring in 6 new girls to be with the guys and 6 new guys to be with the girls. And it's like the test to see like who can resist temptation. And
so do people, new people never stop coming in
never,
the whole show?
Correct.
So like you could literally think, okay, I'm going to leave with this person. And then someone comes in and
last
they have a
minute
connection.
And they flip. Yep. And no, it's so good. You have to keep watching.
Okay.
Please.
I'll give it a shot. I enjoyed it more than
the
first attempt.
Okay.
But I do hate that there's just never-ending amounts of episodes. That kind of stresses me out.
But it's like easy. You can have it on the background while you're like feeding Phoebe or writing an email or, you know.
Writing one email or feeding Phoebe. Yeah. Just takes me an hour every time to do both of those things.
Folding laundry, going through your mail, you know? It's
yeah.
like easy background TV.
Great. Okay.
Nothing makes me happier.
This is what you do for someone you love. What did you do for me this week?
So apparently I've watched that Fast Furious.
Formula One?
Formula One show.
Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Easton's favorite series.
I got so excited and then so disappointed.
Amazon Prime. Or what is it?
Netflix.
No. What's it called again?
Formula One.
Formula One. Yeah, apparently
Amazon
I
Prime.
Watched it. Apparently I
oh,
watched
y'all
it.
Oh, you did watch it because we had, Haley and Robbie had talked about it.
Correct. So I go, oh, let's watch this. I told Beck I'd watch it for her and he was like,
there's a new season though.
Watched it. Oh.
Yeah. There's a brand new season that just came out.
Well, clearly the first one left quite the impression on me.
You're Danny Ricciardo, isn't it? You're flame twin flames twin.
Yeah, Daniel Ricciardo.
I don't think it's Ricciardo, but
Ricardo?
And so we think that Robbie looks like Daniel.
Doppelganger.
Well, that was part of the game. The game, who knows each other best thing, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that he's on there if that gives any motivation. It's his last season on Formula One.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we got to watch on the season two. So sorry. I did not understand. I misunderstood the assignment.
You did.
Yeah.
But you gained knowledge from it that you had already seen Fast and the Furious.
Yes. Yes.
In Amazon Prime.
Correct.
Are you a Vanderpump Rules watcher?
I am not. And I'm not quite a supporter either.
Interesting.
I don't, and it's like kind of the same vibe with the Housewives. It's like, why are we watching all these people fight and be catty and backstab and cheat and like we find this entertaining? Why?
But isn't that Love Island? And like, isn't that part of those shows?
No, because Mark, you just don't get it.
I know I don't get it, but it seems like a lot, it's like reality in general has a lot of that. Cheating, yeah. Backstabbing, all this stuff.
The emotional intelligence, she says. Love Island.
Love Island has an emotional intelligence that is unparalleled to any reality show that you will watch.
I just don't think you should be judging other reality shows when you're so obsessed with this one that is really no better or worse than any other reality show.
It is better because the cheating is done in front of each other and they have conversations about it, like to each other, in civilized manners, where this all, like, I don't know, happens in the DMs and people find photos and it's like so sketch.
Does anyone have info on how this, Hannah, do you have any info on how this was found out?
The Vanderpump Rules situation?
Yeah, yeah. Like how things came to light.
I think that Ariana found something on Tom's phone.
Yeah, I think
from
you're right.
Raquel.
Mm-hmm. Raquel.
Correct.
So
she's got a great voice, Hannah.
Really great, really great Hannah voice, here. Hannah. We might need you to chime in a second on something else. So basically, what happened? If you, along with us, are like us and don't watch the show, Tom Sandoval. What's his name?
Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval. Yeah. Sandoval
is married to Ariana.
Incorrect. They are not married. They're just together. They've like own a house and
house in Valley Village. Yeah. By the way, I've also never seen the show, but I cannot escape this.
Okay, yeah, me too. Same. Like I know everything about it. Okay. I just don't know the show.
So Tom and Ariana are together, partners for 9 years.
Partners.
Apparently not partners.
Correct.
And Raquel is besties with Ariana, allegedly was besties.
Yeah.
And Ariana found something on Tom's phone that they had been cheating.
Correct.
Together, having an
affair.
For 6 months, they've been having an affair, and she found a video on his phone.
Yeah.
Like a sex video?
Yeah, sexual video.
Like from?
Not like the two of them, but like a sexy video.
Yeah. A sext? So 6 months. And then apparently, this is from Hannah too, that Raquel was posting photos with Ariana in this time frame, like as besties.
Well, right, they're all like castmates on a show.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not going to go out of my way to post something on Instagram with the person who I'm cheating with their partner.
Yeah, this Raquel girl seems like not good news. Yeah. Watch out, girl. Karma is yikes.
Yeah. So, anyways, we can't escape it. I don't know. Like, I didn't know Vanderpump Rules was still like live. So
all I can see when I look at Raquel is Lori Loughlin's daughter. I think they look so much alike.
Lori Loughlin?
Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Don't you see that resemblance?
I don't see that.
What?
Yeah. No.
Nobody sees it in this room.
I don't see it.
They look like twins.
I don't think
look
so.
Look it up side by side.
I'm
going to
side by side.
Lori
right
Loughlin's
now.
Daughter.
Loughlin.
Loughlin. Why don't you
call Loughlin? Loughlin is right. I think Loughlin is correct.
Olivia Jade.
Yeah. And
then Raquel Vanderpump
Raquel,
Rules.
Raquel, there she is. All right. Okay. Yeah, I guess.
See?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
I know Olivia Jade very well. We text. And
he's not kidding.
She's in my phone. She will answer if I text her. I do not. This is no Olivia Jade.
That's
me tell you.
That's how I feel too.
They look similar, but I wouldn't say they're
so you can
image.
Say similar, but like, yeah, no.
Because I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, so when I was seeing all these articles, I was like, why is Lori Loughlin's daughter in all this drama with Tom from Vanderpump Rules? I literally, like, that's my thought. And then I was like, her name's not Raquel.
No, it's not.
No, and that's where I read the article and discovered it was not Olivia Jade.
But I do find it, this is interesting because we know so much just by social media and word of mouth of people talking about this subject, about this relationship, but we really have no ties to it, but we all know about it.
You know, and we can put ourselves in the shoes of those involved. You know, you can imagine how you would feel if you found out this was going on, and for 6 months and all of the planning and the lying and the sneaking that had to be going on behind your back, and you just feel like an idiot. So yeah. I do feel for her.
I do too. Absolutely. I really feel for her.
I'm team Ariana.
Yeah.
And I know nothing. I think I met her at some iHeart events, but like, beyond that, don't, you know, wouldn't say we're like close friends.
Yeah, I think I maybe met her at some point too. But yeah, I do feel for her because, yikes. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? You just think your boyfriend's like at the gym.
No, he ain't.
At a show.
But he's getting a workout with your bestie. Damn.
Sucks.
That sucks bad.
Yeah.
You know, something else that's been just
gnawing at you?
No, just something that I can't escape.
But I would like to wait to hear.
Fine. We'll take a break and we'll be back. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
We're back. We were just reminiscing on when Mark deleted a show last week.
Really hope you guys enjoyed version two of our podcast last week.
You should give the backup rolling over there.
That's right. The E-Man's here, baby. It's not happening again.
Yeah, here we go. E-Man, don't leave us again.
Did we?
M-Man.
Do we feel like our Taylor's Lautner episode was a good guest interview? Did we feel like we did okay?
I think we did okay.
Oh, interesting.
I think we did
okay.
Did
you get any notes?
No, I think our only note for myself was maybe you and I get together prior to the interview and we decide like where we wanted to start, where we wanted to meet middle, and where we wanted to end.
Okay.
And like what topics, because sometimes I feel like we try and be nice and let each other kind of ping pong and we don't really have a cohesive vision.
Okay. Yeah, because we are very different paths for how we think.
Correct.
So
we'll get a cohesive vision. But, you know, again, we're just spitballing. We're getting our
brainstorming,
getting our feet back in the Oprah game. And once we have a guest again, we will try again.
I like that. I wish I had asked about Taylor Swift. Because the fact that he's dated multiple Taylors is so funny.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot.
I know. I forgot until... like after the fact, it was too late.
Yeah.
Should we have them back on and ask about it?
Happy to.
Yeah.
I think they'd be happy to be back.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Something else that I can't escape is Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez, etc. I can't get away from the opinions. I can't get away from the too many details. I just don't want to know so much about people.
Well, get off of the I'm chronically online.
I'm that person that's chronically online. You know what that means?
No.
It's like when people are just like commenting on things and they're like offended by everything. And it's like, you just need to get offline.
Yeah. So just get offline.
But that's not me. I'm not offended by any of it. I'm just kind of like, man, we're like these two women are being pitted against each other. You know who the problem is?
Who?
All of us.
Justin Bieber.
It is all of us. It's everybody feeding into it and posting about it and like making videos and videos and videos. It's just like enough. It's enough.
Enough.
It's enough. It's a wrap. It's enough.
You're over it.
I'm beyond over it. I like both of them. I love Selena and I love Hailey.
What about Justin?
I love Justin. I love everybody involved.
You don't think... Yeah.
Tanya told me years ago she will never, ever bail on Justin Bieber. Is that still accurate?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think he had his moments as a kid. And like, I think there's things that happen when you're a teenage star and that on that level. But I think he's grown into a better man.
Hmm. Are you not thrown off by like the videos where he like slams the door in Haley's face when he's like getting out of the car and stuff? Or you're not? That doesn't bug you at all?
So I don't think Well, I haven't seen those videos and I'm not as invested as you are in this. Like,
I'm not invested. I just, these videos pop up and maybe I sit and watch them because I'm like, whoa.
I have not seen a video of him closing a door in Haley's face.
It happens often. Hannah, back me up here.
True. He's incredibly moody.
Yes. He looks mad all the time. And I'm like, listen, I get it. You don't like the paparazzi in your face. Whatever. You're the biggest pop star in the world. It's fine.
To have a camera in your face 24/7?
To just look like you're miserable at all times. Like, it's stay home then.
Well, he does. I actually don't know. I actually have no idea if he does or he doesn't.
And I just feel like Hailey was his biggest fan and then she married him. And I just feel, why hasn't Justin been like, everyone just stop? Like, I think if I was Justin's wife and Haley's getting like dragged on the internet, I'd be like, why aren't you sticking up for me? Why aren't you saying something or like at least like making it feel like you're on my side?
Maybe she's telling him not to say stuff. Like, that's the thing. Like, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Good point.
And she could be like, he could be offering saying, let me say something. And she's like, no, she's like, don't add fuel to the fire. You know, like we don't know. And I think that nobody really understands. I really think that nobody understands what it's like to have that amount of fame, especially at such a young age and having to deal with it in that way. And so I just extend a little grace in that area.
That's fair. I'll leave it at that. I won't argue with that.
She will always give Bieber the benefit of the doubt. And maybe she should. Maybe that's the good way to be.
Well, no, but I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's everything. Like, we don't know any of these people that we're talking about.
That's
I don't know
true.
Who Raquel is and who Tom Tom is or was. Like, we don't know who any of these people
but
are.
Based on what we know, when she is publicly posting images with her best friend and then we find out she's having an affair with her boyfriend of 9 years, I have a pretty good idea of the character behind someone who can do that.
I agree with this Raquel girl. I don't think she has a good character.
And I'm saying that based on what I've seen on TikTok edits.
Right, but the TikTok edits, like, that's the problem. It's like, I could make a TikTok edit to show you, like, I'm sure somebody could edit videos of me making weird faces on this podcast and be like, Tanya's a bitch, she always has a scowl on her face. And it's like videos of me going like,
I think there's enough to counteract that, though.
You know?
I think there's enough weird, like, happy faces and, like, to counteract that
theory. But
what if
nobody's posting those?
I think this is the thing. Eventually, someone would come to the defense and post, be like, no, that's not Tanya at all. That's just a bad edit.
Would you come to my defense?
Of course.
Well, I would tell you not to because I wouldn't want you to get involved.
Yes, no, you wouldn't. You would be like, please.
But you're right. We shouldn't be judged on our worst days, right? We all have those bad days, bad moments. We shouldn't be judged on those entirely.
Unless you cheat. Unless you cheat, and then you're dead to me.
I don't know. It's like how. I don't know. I think that there was some mean girl action. I think that everyone's imperfect, but I also think like there's just been this like thing where we've pitted these two women against each other, and who's the common denominator? A man.
Correct.
Whatever. Who cares? Not my life, not my problem.
It's just, it's too much. It's like, it just has gone on and on and on. And
I will say, TikTok has made things very, like, explosive in a way that like feels everything's overly talked about and
I've
dissected.
I've seen a couple of those videos, but like that's not my algorithm.
Yeah, because yours like period and cooking, Hashimoto's and stuff.
A lot of cooking, a lot of Hashimoto's. Yeah.
Well, I like your take. I'll go with we're extending grace to everyone involved, but I do think that it should
Look
be laid
like
to rest.
It's like a lot of emotions, you know? Like it's like, yes, there has been mean girl action, I think, and people get emotional and they get heated and they act out of character when you let your emotions get the best of you. Emotions are a bitch.
They are. And they can, if you let them take over, they can misrepresent who you are as a person.
For sure. And they're living under such like a microscope. It's like they literally can't do anything under the radar unless you're Harry Styles and you have a Finsta.
He has a Finsta?
I think so.
Does he follow you?
No.
Oh.
He posted something on Instagram and like deleted it right away. And so everybody thinks that he thought it was his Finsta or to his close friends, which either one I'm thrilled with.
What was it?
It was a picture of him in a One Direction t-shirt that a fan gave him at a show.
Oh, wow.
But he took it down. How quickly?
Within seconds. Seconds.
Why though?
That's the question.
That's the question.
Oh, are they going to have like a...
We don't know. I don't know.
It could be anything.
It could be nothing.
That would be the most... If they were getting back together, that would be the most genius PR plan.
But it could just be he wanted to post it to his close friends and accidentally posted it to everybody and took it right down again.
Yeah, but that's like the boring way to think of it. I like being like a conspiracist in these texts.
When it's positive things, absolutely.
Yeah. But if he has a Finsta, nothing makes me happier.
Why?
Because then he's just like trolling people, you know? Like, I don't know. I find it so interesting thinking of Harry Styles chilling in his crib. Do people say crib still?
I have not heard that in a long time.
Okay. Probably not.
Chilling in his house. And
in Harry's house.
Yeah. And just scrolling through, watching Instagrams and stories.
But wouldn't you, if you were at his level of fame, have a Finsta?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me that he would do that.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. One Direction will be reuniting based on an accidental post.
I also gave homework last week.
Thank you. Yes, we're ready.
So I thought we shall go around and give Meredith Grey the goodbye. She didn't get on the show.
Do you want me to go first? Because mine was written by ChatGPT.
Yeah, we know yours isn't from the heart.
Nope. I said to Chat, let me give you the prompt just because I've had mixed results with ChatGPT so far. But this one, I think, turned out pretty well. I said to ChatGPT, I said, please give me a 100-word farewell to the fictional character Meredith Grey from the show Grey's Anatomy. And this is what ChatGPT turned around. As the beloved character Meredith Grey takes her final bow on Grey's Anatomy, we bid farewell to a character who has left an indelible mark on the hearts and minds of viewers worldwide. Meredith's journey has been one of triumphs and tragedies, of love and loss, of heartbreak and healing. Through it all, she has remained a symbol of strength and resilience, inspiring countless fans to persevere through their own challenges. As we say goodbye to Meredith, we celebrate the impact she has had on the world and the enduring legacy of her character. She will be deeply missed, but never forgotten.
That's better than the goodbye she got on Grey's.
It's pretty strong for AI, I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They should have taken a note from ChatGPT?
GPT. Yeah.
GPT.
Should I go next?
Yeah.
Well, Tanya wrote a poem, right?
I wrote a poem.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Didn't you tweak it this morning?
I tweaked it. Yeah, this is not what was on the rundown last night.
It was not.
Wow.
I wrote a poem.
Did you read mine and then you were like, I need to up my game?
No, so I sent Hanna my goodbye on Friday and I followed it up with a text saying, I'm going to tweak this because I didn't love it. I tried to do a play on like numbers. You know, I tried to do like, we saw you through 19 seasons and 6 heartbreaks and 3 kids. And like, I tried to do like a numbers thing and it just didn't really zing the way that I wanted it to. So I thought I'd go back to my roots and write a lyrical poem.
Those are your roots?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here we go.
She comes from lyrical poems.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know if y'all knew this about Tanya, as I did not.
Meredith. We've watched you for 19 seasons on this journey. Started with 5 magic interns, you were always in a flurry. You've been through hospital shootings, bomb threats, and plane crashes. You've been to weddings, survived multiple deaths, and countless house party bashes. You gave all of us modern women a key phrase to remember. When life gives you lemons, dancing it out will make everything better. Thank you for sharing your love story with us. It's good? You're saying it's good?
Go ahead.
Thank you for sharing your love story with us. You taught me to choose faith over fear and to always hope and trust. To never settle for less than core-shaking, groundbreaking, and heart-pounding love. To always keep my head down and don't get involved in the drama. To rise above. Thank you for being our fearless modern woman queen. You'll never truly understand what your strength and determination and inspiration you've been.
There it is.
No, not Bean.
That whole sentence is bad.
this is interesting.
So let's raise our glasses and cheers to you. No one will be able to fill your shoes at Grace Sloan Memorial. Like who?
Really finished strong.
Dr. Seuss is quaking.
Cheers, Meredith.
Bean?
You'll never truly understand what your strength and determination and inspiration you've been.
Nothing about that sentence makes sense.
No, what your strength you've been.
What your strength and determination and inspiration you've been. Works.
Tanya's going to spit. Tanya drank her coffee at the wrong time.
Oh, you know what I really liked in the first version?
What?
At the end, it said K-I-T, keep in touch. Because I was like, Kit. And then I was like, no.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Should have kept that.
Yeah. So, that was so beautiful.
Thank you.
There were some things that didn't rhyme, and I didn't know if that was a choice, but then you made sure to rhyme bean with queen, so...
Which didn't rhyme.
Like, remember and better, you know that does not rhyme. And journey like and flurry?
Yeah, not quite.
Is it flurry, journey?
And also, was she always in a flurry? I'm not even sure that sentence makes sense
either. They're always, like, frantic running in. Yes, they were in a flurry.
Okay. All right.
Let's read yours now.
Yeah, Becca.
Okay, Becca.
Thank you. Okay, just making sure it's all in one. Meredith, where do I begin? I've grown up with you. I've watched you nervously walk into Seattle Grace Hospital almost 20 years ago. I watched you experience love, loss, too many near-death experiences, friendships, wins, losses, but the one thing you taught me is that the carousel never stops turning. You reminded me that sometimes the friendships carry you and sometimes love isn't the end-all be-all, but a beautiful thing, but to never lose yourself in someone else. You taught me that having a voice isn't a bad thing. One of my favorite quotes from you is when you said, "Don't let fear keep you quiet. You have a voice, so use it. Speak up, raise your hands, shout your answers, make yourself heard. Whatever it takes, just find your voice, and when you do, fill the damn silence." So I want you to know, it was an honor growing up with you. I'm proud of who you were and proud of who you are. If nothing else, I hope you always remember, they are not the sun, you are. See you soon.
Yeah, it's really.
It's a good ending. That was a good ending.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. I got applause.
Yeah, I didn't get any applause.
We were thrown by Bean.
Like who? Also, yeah, like who? We can't applaud. We have to laugh at that.
No one will be able to fill your shoes at Graceland Memorial. Like who?
Like who? What else rhymes with you?
Lots and lots of words.
Like what?
One of the more common words to rhyme, I would think.
Boo,
yeah,
right. Through, right. To, yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, Meredith, we hope that you hear these.
And Bailey and Weber, take notes.
Yeah. Feel free to take ours home with you. And we'll be right back with emails.
Okay, yeah. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, we are back after that powerful reading.
I would just also like to point out, this is not coffee that I'm drinking. This is tea. Decaffeinated.
Got it. Yes, I forgot you're off coffee for the time being.
Drinking mushrooms.
Okay. That sounds disgusting. And I like mushrooms.
No, it's not. It's actually quite delicious. Mm. There's a lot of health benefits to drinking mushrooms.
Is that right? Sounds like a phase.
It's like...
I feel like if I talk to Tanya in 2024, she'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was drinking mushrooms for a while.
Yeah. Now it's like to get me off the coffee. Yeah. Because it's still part of the ceremony. It tastes a little like coffee.
Are you doing the olive oil in the morning like Ryan suggested? Yeah. And what's that done for you?
Keeps me regular.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I have a bottle of olive oil in my bathroom. I swig it first thing in the morning.
I do a gulp.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. First thing in the morning.
This is something Ryan suggests because Ryan is a big olive oil proponent.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sissany's doing it too, and they both say it's worked.
Yep. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to hear that.
It's pretty disgusting, though. It's really gross.
You gonna try that, Becca?
I tried to do this thing. It was like, it's supposed to be good for your liver where you do like tablespoon of olive oil, tablespoon of lemon juice, and then cayenne pepper. It was fine. I mean, I wasn't like, wow, I feel amazing. But
yeah. No, I don't feel amazing. It's just keeping me... going to the bathroom.
That's great.
Daily. Mm.
All right. This is from Rachel in Atlanta. This is kind of a long one, so I'll sum it up. She says, you know the movie Monster in Law? Well, I'm Jennifer Lopez, and I don't know how to confront my Jane Fonda. I've been with my fiance 4 years. Our relationship is amazing. I've made enormous strides to build a relationship with his mom, but she never reciprocates. And when she does, it feels cynical. First time I met her, never asked me any question to get to know me. Acted like I wasn't even in the room. Interrupted our first New Year's Eve kiss. We FaceTimed after we got engaged. She ended the conversations in less than a minute and never said congratulations. Told my fiance our engagement photos are stupid. I've lost 25 pounds. She has not acknowledged that, even when people compliment me in front of her. I took a 3-mile run. I came back drenched in sweat. And she said, how was your walk? We recently bought a house. I've been decorating. She never compliments anything. Anyway, I would like to be treated with respect and hope to have a great relationship one day. My fiance acknowledges her negative behavior, but thinks saying something will make it worse, and she will just deny it. Should I confront her about how she's made me feel, or should I not say anything?
I think your fiance needs to. I do, because I think he can do it in a way where he's like... that it's not like, oh, she told me you were saying this stuff or she wants to feel this way. I think if he witnesses it, he can be like, hey, mom, I feel like sometimes you say things that are a little bit, you know, rude or disrespectful to Rachel. And it would mean a lot to me if, you know, you didn't say those things because I don't want her to get the wrong impression of you.
So here's the thing, Rachel. You cannot change your mother-in-law. Like, you can't change the person that she is. So in order to get along with her, you're just going to have to set boundaries and set your expectations low and not care as much when rude things happen. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like having him get involved is not great because then it's like he's between his wife and his mom. Mm-hmm. And that's horrendous. I know this somebody that's happened, this has happened to, and it's horrendous. It's like hell. So I feel like putting him in the middle is not the move. I feel like setting boundaries and having expectations for yourself about this relationship is the way to go.
I think he should confront the mom, and me I think he can do it in a way. I mean, I don't know. It's between him and his mom. I don't know their relationship, but she should not be involved and she should not be around, meaning Rachel, right? This should be mom and son are together. Somehow the wife comes out. By the way, mom, you're really rude to her a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, did she say something? No, I notice it. I see it with my own eyes. I see what you do to her, and I think you need to stop that. Otherwise, it's going to create a problem over time, and the next thing you know, we're going to see it Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's it.
So what if he tells her that, and she doesn't change?
Well, then, yeah, then I think there's got to be boundaries set, and it becomes a Christmas, Thanksgiving only kind of a situation because she lives far away, which, by the way, sounds like a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think him being in silence saying it's going to be worse, I don't think he has to bring Rachel's name into it. I mean, I don't think he needs to be like, Rachel's feelings have been hurt. I think he just says, like, I've seen it, I've heard it, and I don't think it's fair. I think if you were in this situation, you would expect Robbie to step in and say something. I would expect Haley to say something if I were in the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would. But I just feel like... And then what happens if it doesn't change, the behavior doesn't change, then...
Well, then she emails back, lets us know.
I love a follow-up
email. Yeah, we got to start with square one, and that's him having a conversation with her. The mother-son relationship is an interesting dynamic.
Oh, I could write a thesis.
Yeah.
Really?
Really, yes. It's fascinating.
It's in Robbie, I don't know if Robbie experiences it because he's two boys.
Yeah.
So it's like two of them, but when it's, you're the only son?
Yeah.
When there's an only son, which is what this sounds like, it's very interesting.
Oh, I was raised believing I could walk on water.
Yes.
I was the greatest human that has ever been on planet Earth. And that didn't really do me any favors as I launched into adulthood, going in there with this inflated self of sense worth.
Right.
Inflated sense of self-worth. But the mother-son and the father-daughter is similar. It's not quite the same thing. But the daughter can get away with anything. She's wrapped around her dad's little finger. That whole relationship. Daughters can never do anything wrong to their dad.
That's me.
Sons can never do anything wrong as far as their mom goes. I mean, you see it in the news. You know, a guy is accused of horrible crimes. And I was like, oh, he's such a good boy. Oh, that's nonsense. That would never happen. He would never do that, right? Because their son is perfect.
Right.
It's kind of similar to fathers and daughters. But the opposite, the same sex parent-child relationship is harder. Moms are harder on their daughters. Dads are harder on their sons. You see it at baseball games, Little League baseball games. Dads yelling at their kid because it seems like you want your kid to be better than you were. You want them to have a better life than you had or something.
Right.
Because you see yourselves more in the same sex child.
Mm.
And I just have girls. So it's great. I can just, mm-hmm. they're just the greatest and they're princesses and I love them and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
If I had sons, I don't know, maybe I'd be harder. My dad wasn't that hard on me, but I think generally speaking, that is true.
Yeah. My dad's going through this phase right now where he's watching all like old home videos and he's constantly sending me videos of when I was a kid. It's really cute.
You were so cute.
That was cute.
Yeah. You were literally the exact same person.
The same person.
I was like, okay, Tanya, this is confirmed. Tanya's been the same forever.
The bangs were cute, though. Yeah,
the bangs were cute,
but
I would... I would not
leave him.
That,
yeah.
All right. Anonymous says, I'm stuck in an odd situation. I married my husband a year ago. We've been together 4 years. We have a great relationship. We communicate well. He does any and everything for me. About a year ago, I went and saw my college best friend in New Mexico. This girl and I have been friends for like 5 years now. We rushed together, joined the same sorority together. We've been through a lot. During that visit, we were drinking and we ended up making out and then some. It was the most passionate and best kiss I've probably ever had, and the night was so enjoyable. The next day, we never really addressed it when we were sober, so I figured it was just one of those drunk things that happens. Well, the other night, she got drunk and sent me multiple texts about how she understood we were both married women, but she thinks about that night all the time, and she feels like there could be something between us. I never responded. I'm so confused. I've never felt like I was gay or bi or anything, but that night was different. She texted me again when sober and said she meant everything she said and went as far as saying Glitch by Taylor Swift is how she feels.
Oh.
I know I need to reply and address this, but I'm so confused. How do I move forward from here? We're both married, but she obviously feels something and I don't even know how to feel.
Whoa.
This is very loaded.
Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that you're both married, so cheating is cheating.
Yeah, you cheated on your husband. You got to take the genders out of this.
Yeah. Genders don't matter when you cheat. It's the same thing. So I personally think you need to have a conversation with your husband about what happened, which I know is probably not what you want to hear. And I think that maybe you just need to tell your friend, like, hey, we're both married and I was not expecting that and I'm navigating my feelings about it. But, you know, I think the most important thing is figuring out my marriage and my situation. But that's very complicated.
Yeah, I think you have to definitely tell your husband. And I also think, because you said the last line, I don't even know how to feel, meaning you are feeling a lot of things mm-hmm. and you're not processing those things. So I think sitting with yourself and figuring out exactly how you're feeling, what you're feeling, and how you want to approach that might be best to do first. And then talk to your husband about it, tell him what happened, and then go from there. Because maybe it's time for your marriage to be done. I can't answer that.
I do think taking time to sit with how you feel and like processing your feelings, because you said I never felt like I was gay or bi, but that night was different.
Mm-hmm.
I think like you feeling things is something that you need to navigate, because I think especially there's a lot of like fetishization. There's a lot of fetishing that goes on with like women having any form of physical intimacy. And I think that sometimes it's like, oh, I just, you know, people will be like, I'm not attracted to women, but I love kissing my girlfriends. But if you had that experience and you felt something, I think that's something that you need to navigate within yourself and process. But I think it's a conversation with your husband first, because I think if you were to take you both being women, if this was a man that you did this with, this would be a very different approach.
Yeah.
And then navigate, like Tanya said, how you feel. I don't know if it means your marriage is over, but I think it's something to discover about yourself and to navigate with your husband that you're married to.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything on this show over the years, is that there's no need to label gay, bi, anything. You're attracted to who you're attracted to, and there's clearly an attraction to this woman that you got to deal with.
Yes. Yeah. You can't help who you have feelings for, and I don't think you went to visit your best friend thinking that would ever happen. But I do think it has happened, and now you have to navigate what happens next. But good luck.
We will be back on Thursday.
We will be back on Thursday, because we have an episode where it's just me and Tanya answering questions from you guys. What are you scared about?
We'll be back.
Okay. And just remember, it doesn't matter where you go. It only matters where you've been.
I was like, where's she going with this?
I don't know. We love you all. See you Thursday.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.